Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of the world famous, I do mean famous, Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore. I've got a special guest, Jonathan Absher. We're going to get to him momentarily, but Jonathan, like a lot of our guests, had to sit through the first part of the show and let me make fun of my crew here. We've got the one and only rising star and terrible Thanksgiving food list, Gavin Williams. I mean, that's fair, though. I mean, Cameron, is that not fair, me calling him terrible Thanksgiving food list?
It was
no, see, you're trying to be nice because, like, you know it's not good. Come on.
One roll. Like, just one singular roll.
So I have to feel that I have to... Gavin, there's only one thing Gavin's ever did really bad on this podcast, and it was his Thanksgiving food list. We did a Thanksgiving episode, and since he wasn't mic'd, I told right now we did our four favorite foods. I think that's right, Cameron. Four favorite foods, right?
Yeah, it was like Mount Rushmore.
So he's making a list, and I can't even tell what was on it, but I know it was terrible. Grapes, one roll. Grape salad. I don't even know what that is. Is that lettuce with grapes? Broccoli. It's terrible. So, I mean, that's the only bad thing he's done, though. So we got to get, I mean, he does a great job, but I really wish he would do better. Next Thanksgiving, I want a better list. Okay, just go ahead and start working on it now. We are also joined by Cameron Bartlett, who had a great field trip today. We're going to just let her briefly talk about that moment. And we got a new guy joining the crew, TJ Clark. TJ, welcome. Say hello.
Hello.
TJ, if I told you you had to host the next episode, how do you feel about that?
I'll be a bit nervous, but I'll do it.
Okay. All right. I like that. So there might be coming up with that. What do you think?
I'll just like give you a little, I've done this for a while and this is my first time actually like, talking.
You talked on some episodes.
Some.
You've done
a
some.
Good like for like the 25 minutes I did three words of each.
That's why you're my favorite co-host.
I let you talk.
You let me talk. There you go. I like that. So your field trip today. She went on a field trip. So I just thought, you know, there's really no other reason to talk about this except for Cameron went on a very interesting field trip. I was thinking when I heard she had a field trip, I thought maybe the zoo, maybe a Build-A-Bear, maybe, you know, the park. I don't know. But where'd you go?
Cadaver Lab.
Cadaver Lab. Okay. All right. And that was fun because?
Huh. Well, I mean, it was like an interesting thing because like I do like, bodies like not like that like I like it because
I know what you're talking about
it's interesting yeah like how the body works but like it's nasty
okay it is
because like you get to see like we saw a normal heart okay. next to a congested heart
yes
which were like that was inside like an actual like human but it was like the size of like a cow heart
oh really
it was huge
that's gross
and then we got to hold a brain we got to hold
that sounds like a great day you get to hold an actual brain was your hand slimy afterwards
we wore gloves
Why?
Sanitary. I'm kidding. It's very sanitary. I don't care. I wore gloves and I put hand sanitizers on and I washed my hands after because it was, because like right after we went to go eat, like right after.
You went, you went and ate immediately following going to this lab, cadaver lab? Well, that's some bad timing. I think I would have went like
but,
a nine.
Like if you don't think about it, it's okay. Okay. But like, it's like you only got to see the back of like the people.
Sure.
Because we got to see three different, it was two females and one male. And sure. You only get to know their age and how they died.
Okay.
And sometimes if you get an unknown, they try to figure out how they passed away.
So did they agree to this?
The school?
No, the cadavers.
Yeah, this was at Gaston State Community College.
No, I mean, did the cadavers agree for you to come in?
Yes. Okay, because, you know, they donate their body too.
Okay, there you go. But did you ask them why you were there?
No, because they can't talk. But I'm pretty sure they knew why we were there.
All right.
And then we got to hold... a spleen mm-hmm. and like it was really weird because like a spleen's like the size of like a fist in a way but this one was like really like their liver like full on stopped working so all the fluids went to the spleen which made it the size of a lung
wow I'm learning so much about you and your you know how you feel about lungs liver all that
just know I'm not gonna be working with bodies
so you come in a munch and mingle Thursday right
oh yes
so I can talk about this field trip and this story on the stage, right?
Oh, please,
and
I'll talk with you.
Okay, there you go. You heard it here first, Gavin.
It's on podcast, it's on recording. I can't take it back now.
All right, let's get to our guest, because I can keep messing with Cameron for the next 6 weeks and just never get tired of it. We're joined tonight by Jonathan Absher. He is, His company is Base Funnel.
Right.
We're going to get to that in a second. Also, he's the pastor at Rock Creek Church of God. And Jonathan, I've seen you in a few places before. I just can't wrap my head around it, but it's great to have you here, and it's great for you to share your story here on Chamber Chat. So welcome.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Now, you've listened to a couple episodes, you said, before we got getting ready for it.
Yeah, I had to do my homework.
Yeah, and you said, obviously, I was fantastic, but you said that Cameron was getting better. Is that what? Is that what? Like,
I heard that was better.
I made no specific comments, but it's all been good. It's all been good.
No pressure. So, Jonathan, before we talk about your business, are you from Hueytown?
You know, I was born in Rock Creek, and so the church I'm pastoring now. Interestingly, my dad was pastoring when I was born.
Okay.
And so I lived in Rock Creek until I was 12. I went to Concord as my elementary school. We moved at the beginning of my sixth grade year, and I was gone up until 8 years ago.
And you moved where again now?
We moved to Springfield, Illinois. Yeah, so I did most of my growing up and all of my ministry before the last 8 years in Illinois.
So that's got to be a little bit of a difference from Rock Creek, Alabama to Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, it's very much so. And so for me, coming back was, in a lot of ways, coming back home. But for my family, this was a huge move for them. So my wife, who grew up and born and raised in Illinois, my kids, who that's all they had ever known. And so, it was a big transition.
So give me a weather difference between Illinois and Alabama. Give me the difference in weather come wintertime.
Well, yeah. So unfortunately for my kids, there's no snow here, right? So I think the first year we moved, we had one of the largest snows we've ever had. And so I don't know if we can look that up. But it, like 2015.
It was Snowmageddon, right?
We call it. But I didn't know it was a title. But yeah, it was great. So my kids thought, this is awesome. I don't know what Dad was talking about. And I think that was the last time that, like, we barely had snow where you could sled on. So
I'd say, don't tell them not to get their hopes up for snow. Right. It's weird. Because, I mean, they closed school down, a couple of weeks ago? And there was about.
There was a heavy frost.
One-fourth of an inch of snow, maybe, in North Alabama, but Birmingham, which I'm glad. I got the day off, got paid for it. I was cool with that.
Yeah, my kids were very sad. Yeah.
So if you don't know where Rock Creek is, you're listening. Rock Creek is, it's probably 10 minutes down the road from Hueytown. Mm-hmm. And I know I grew up in this area, so I had a couple of friends, went to Rock Creek Church of God.
Yeah.
I grew up going to Parkway Church of God.
Okay.
So I grew up Pentecostal, and I'm Methodist now.
Okay.
I made the switch. My mom made the switch as well. But Rock Creek's known for the tornado.
Right.
Obviously. Well, you here then, or you?
I was not there then. Yeah. No, I was in college in 98, and so Brother Henry Staggs was the pastor at that time, and that was a big impactful moment.
It hit the church pretty hard, right?
It hit the church. It hit a number of the members in our church, their homes, a lot of lives that were lost that were a part of the church.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge impact. In fact, when I came back, it was interesting to me. People would refer to it was either before the tornado or after the tornado. So it was became this marker in time that really kind of dictated things. And so, just to hear their stories, to hear those testimonies coming out of that, it's being intriguing, but it's, something that's always been on the hearts and minds of the people that are there.
Where did you go to school at in Illinois? I mean, high school and then college?
Yeah, high school was Rochester High School, which I'm sure you've heard of. And
they're the Rochester Rams.
Yeah. This was a small country school out in the cornfield, and so very small school, 400 kids, so you could.
But you knew everybody, right?
You knew everyone. Yeah. You could play multiple sports, and so it was fun. And then when I went to college, I started off community college. Then felt God calling me to the ministry, and so then I transferred out to Mid-America, now Christian University, out in Oklahoma City. And my son is a freshman there now. So, yeah.
So, living in Illinois, I got to ask a question. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of people, and they're huge Cub fans.
Yeah.
Did you grow up a Cub fan? Did you go to Chicago much? Did you ever been to Wrigley?
Yeah, all three, yes. So, I didn't grow up a Cubs fan. I grew up a Cardinals fan because my parents were Cardinals fans. When I got married, my wife converted me to be a Cubs fan because I wanted there to be peace in the home. And
Mama's happy.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
And so, when my son was like three, we all took a trip up to Chicago, and she bought him a hat. And I was like, whoa, like this is really, like that's serious. Like when you take that step of buying a hat, then you're proclaiming that as allegiance. And so ever since then, we've been full-fledged Cubs fans.
Such a great sports town.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Bulls, the Bears, the Blackhawks, the
incredible.
Cubs, the Wild.
Chicago.
And the food is supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So Chicago. So are you a Chicago style pizza fan? Do you like thin crust? What's your go-to there?
Yeah, I'm not huge on the Chicago style pizza.
It's too much.
It's too big.
It's like a big piece of lasagna.
Yeah, exactly. But harder to eat. It's tough, but it's good, but it's just a lot.
It is a lot. You're talking about how you decided to go to college, mm-hmm. And follow your faith. What was the turning point? When did you realize that the church, the calling, when did that happen? And, you know, everybody's got that kind of that story.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Yeah. When I was a freshman in college, I just finished my first year. I was still at home, living at home. My brother-in-law was our youth pastor at the time, and he was putting together a choir trip for the youth group. And so he asked me to come. He needed male voices, even though I was out of the youth group. And so I went, and my job was to not only sing as part of the male voices, but to sing the closing song, like the altar response song. And so for the whole week, I would sing this song. The congregation would just look at me. No one moved. And so I felt like God was maybe calling me to that, but like by the middle of the week, I'm thinking, okay, I was way off. You know, this isn't for me. And so the very last night, we're singing at a church in Ohio, and I sing this closing song like we've done the last six nights. And this one little girl, she's like your size, right? And she's over to the right.
She was four at the time.
And she started crying, and that's the most emotion I'd seen all week. And so then I just started singing to her, like right where TJ is at, right here. Yeah. And so she came to the altar. She started praying. Her youth group surrounded her and started praying. And I'll never know. I don't know her name. I don't know what she prayed about. I don't know the story. All I know is what I felt like God was telling me. And that was, as I was walking off, I just felt like he was saying, if you'll give your gifts to me, I'll use them to further my kingdom. And so I didn't really know what that meant, but in the 90s, in that time, you know, it just felt like that's the direction I was supposed to go. And so I came home, told my parents who were in ministry, and my dad was excited. My mom said, are you sure? And so I moved out to Oklahoma, continued to just listen to the Lord, and he directed me to youth ministry for a number of years, and then to senior pastorate ministry, and that's where I've been ever since.
Well, your dad had to be happy because, I mean, your son following in your foot, it's such a, you know, you can't have a better calling. I mean,
right.
What a difference you're making.
Yeah.
So when you finished Oklahoma City College, mm-hmm. Where was your first church you worked at?
Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay. Yeah, so you went back to Illinois.
Went back to Illinois. My first youth pastor in Illinois, he was now my senior pastor. He had found out that I was graduating. He called. We reconnected and had a great ministry there. Eight and a half years. Met my wife there. It was a blind date setup. That's a long story. But we got time.
You want to go ahead and get it now?
Never thought it would go that way. And God worked that out. And so, had our first child there. Then we moved to Bethalto, Illinois, which is just across the river from St. Louis,
okay.
Which is fun for Cubs fans, right? And so
a lot of
controversy in the church. But it was fun. And we had our other two children there and served there for 8 years. And so now we've been down here for eight.
So you said you came back home. Did you start Bass Funnel before you got to Alabama or after?
Bass Funnel, the idea was beginning to take place in Illinois, but when I came to Alabama, it began to really start to develop. It was funny. I'd been working out here at Fitness 1440 in town, and I was friends with them on Facebook. I noticed that they were running an ad for a back-to-school special. This was about 8 years ago, but it was like November.
Okay.
And so I thought, So I just went to the owner, John. I was like, hey, John.
I know John well.
Yeah. I was like, hey, you're running this ad. I don't know who's doing your ad. You may just want to tell them, you know, they may want to pause that one or whatever. And he said, do you do that? And I'm like, well, I've never done it for businesses. I've only done it for churches, built websites, that type of thing. He's like, well, give me a proposal. I'd love to see what you could do. And so I was like, great. And I went home and I told my wife, I don't know how to do a proposal. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
Did you Google proposals?
I did. How do you make a proposal? So then I looked at like the things that I would obviously try to offer him and began to kind of fill those things out. I had done a lot of that through ministry stuff. And so I brought him back a proposal and he was like, thank you. And I thought, well, that's the last I'll ever hear of that. And for 2 weeks, I didn't see John, talk to John. And I thought, okay.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, he came up to me and he, as I was working out, he slapped me on the shoulder. And he's like, hey, I fired that other company. You're my guy. And that's been it. Like from that point on, they've been my best, my longest customer. Just love those guys down there. And our relationship has grown. So we did, now that I, with them, I do their social media management. I do the reputation management. I help them with their website. We do a lot of the videos from the gym, that type of thing. So
with BaseFunnel, basically that's what you do is you work on websites, you work on social media.
Yeah. Website, social media management. We do SEO, reputation management, that type of thing.
And that just happened happenstance by just a conversation.
Yeah. It's you know, it's just been neat to see how God's directed that and the relationships that have been formed out of it. It's a lot of fun.
Right place, right time.
Yeah.
And you would probably, I was at a conference one time and we were talking about social media and somebody said, and it was the instructor said, and I've always taken this to heart, is if you have a website, it's better to not have a website than have a bad website.
Right.
I mean, is that because if it's old stuff, it does you no good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to at least be updated.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't have to look the prettiest.
People are looking for a reason.
People look for it. Yeah. So that's their first, typically their first interaction with you is online. And so the better it can look, the better it's going to be presented. But then especially when you go and it's outdated, the times are wrong, those type of things. If you're going to have one, at least update it. And seriously thinking about making it the best that it can be.
Sure. And 1440, by the way, our reigning business of the year.
Yeah, that's
right. I want to remind everybody coming up in March. I don't have the date in front of me. I wish I did. But anyway, the awards banquet will be once again live. It's a great night. It's a very special night for Hueytown where we can just really say thank you and appreciate and award our great businesses. We've got Bus Driver of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Business of the Year, Small. So it's going to be we're going to be recording from there. So if you're listening, make plans to be a part of that, especially if you know somebody that's got a shot, a business to win. Mm-hmm. I know that last year I emceed, but I also got to announce the winner of the Business of the Year, and it was 1440.
Yeah.
And it was great. They brought a good crowd. So
it was a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun. If you got to eat, there was a problem with the food, but we'll talk about that later. No big deal.
It was good food, though.
Yeah, it was really, really good for all of it that got it. It was great food.
And Venue 31, that's a great environment. Yeah,
it really is. Great. We do a lot of events. We're going to be there coming up for a Munch and Mingle, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But I like the fact that, you know, because BaseFunnel seems like a business that really kind of it cross promotes with what your job is as a pastor.
Yeah, well, at least a lot of conversations. Yeah. And so a lot of conversations that you begin to get into with business owners, with different employees, you know, that you typically wouldn't have. And then it's funny how those conversations can turn spiritual and you can go down that road. And so it's been a great open door opportunity for me to kind of walk down both avenues. And it's a lot of fun. Both ways are a lot of fun.
So, Jonathan, how's it changed since you became a pastor and even getting started in the church years ago? How has it changed to now? What is the most difficult part of your job as a pastor?
You know, I think if you were to talk to most pastors and most churches, and if you all go to church, you saw this as well. So COVID, it really changed the dynamic.
Yes.
And for a lot of smaller churches especially, there was folks that they got sent home. You know, they were told not to come. We weren't opening the doors, that type of thing. And for some churches, it was for a year. For some churches, it was just a matter of weeks, you know, and there's a handful that didn't ever close, you know, but it was one of those things that it really did begin to affect the dynamic. And so a lot of the families that left never really engaged again. And so because of that, you know, we've had to really look at a lot of the things that we do, especially online, because a lot of people engage online now. They tune in online, they stay connected online because that became a part of so much of what they're doing. You know, we just get into new rhythms. And so I think learning how to navigate that, I think when we're ministering to teenagers, especially when we've got, you know, three right here, realizing that they grow up in a different world than you and I grew up in.
Sure.
Right. And so the things that they face, the temptations that are there that typically you had to go find, they're now on your phone.
It's just right at you.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's at you.
And you have to now not only try to dress the right way and to look the right way on Monday morning when you go to school, but you also have to have this digital presence and all of these type of things that we never had to do.
How many followers did you have as a teenager?
Right. Yeah. None. Right. So
just my friends.
Right. I had MySpace back in the day. I remember having MySpace.
No, that's taking you back.
Yeah. It goes back. But no, it's definitely changed. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the gospel. And so, you know, Christ makes the difference. And so because of that, we have the truth, and we just have to learn how to develop relationships so we can share that truth. And it may be in different ways, but it's still the same truth.
Have you always been Pentecostal?
Well, I'm not Pentecostal. So when I say Rock Creek Church of God, and that's one of the differences from Illinois to Alabama,
okay.
Is typically in the South, Church of God means a Pentecostal yeah. church. And so we are actually connected with Anderson, Indiana, and which is a holiness movement.
Okay.
But there's a little bit of differences in theology from the Pentecostal church. And so, so it's a lot of my conversations that when I came back, when I would meet people, yeah. it were based around that. You know, yeah. what do you really believe? What do you believe about this, about this? And so, as far as Church of God, I grew up Church of God, Anderson, Indiana.
Okay.
My dad, he's been a pastor my whole life. My grandfather was a pastor, you know, and so a lot of church history there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I was telling you, I grew up Church of God. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I don't remember this, but I was told that I went to a open tent revival one time.
Okay.
And can you imagine? And I want to say that somebody said, this is just what I've been told by uncles and family and friends, that they actually had snakes at this Free Holiness revival.
Okay. Yeah. I've never been to a service with snakes.
So, you know, I mean, and I don't remember that.
Right.
But, you know, I'm like, I still, if I would go to that just to watch, but I'd sit way in the back.
See, you're much braver than me. I don't even think I could go watch. I'm scared to death of snakes.
Yeah. Listen, you can worship how you want to. I'm not here to judge you. I would just say, does it have to be a rattlesnake? Can you not find a garden snake somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd have to question that one.
I grew up in church, and my mom always made sure, and I think that's, church is important for a lot of different reasons.
Right.
You need your church family.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be the only family you have for a lot of people.
It can. Yeah. It's very, very powerful through the good times, through the bad times. It's just great to be able to walk through that with brothers and sisters in Christ. So it's great.
So real quick, if anybody's interested in Base Funnel, how can they get in touch with you? How can they talk to you? If they need your help, because I know you're going to help them.
Yeah, yeah, they can contact me on my website, basefunnel.co, they'll find my information there. We just launched something through our reputation management, and I've got a gift for you, Jamie.
Oh,
all right.
Awesome.
So you know, like when you go through a store, one of the greatest things that we have is as small businesses is Google reviews, right? So statistically, 84% of people trust a Google review just as much as they were if you were to tell me face to face, hey, you gotta go try this restaurant.
Very true.
And so because of that, they become very important. And the greater our reviews and the greater the traction that's there, the greater we rank on Google. So when someone's searching for whatever business that is. And so we launched a few things. So we've got tabletop displays. You may have seen these type of things where you can tap your phone. Because one of the greatest, hardest things is to get people who like it to leave a good review. Typically only people who had a problem leave the review, right?
Okay.
So when we have this at the store, they can tap it. It pops up.
Oh.
And we have a review gateway. Right.
That's
so
awesome.
Now you may have seen these that it pops up, it goes right to Google. What I like about our software that we've got connected with it that you won't see often. All right. But there's a software that's connected that this becomes a gateway. So if they had a great experience, they press thumbs up, takes them right to Google. Nice. If they had a bad experience, they press thumbs down and it opens up a text box where they can send the complaint and that goes to the business owner. It doesn't go to the World Wide Web, right? So they could still go to Google on their own and make that review if they wanted to, but this kind of helps to get that where you want it to be, right? If someone has a problem, you want them to tell you, not everybody else, so that you can fix the problem. And so, so we've got that. So I've got one. We've got like some businesses, you know, service-based businesses, they don't have a place where they could put a stand, right? They don't have a table. They don't have a front desk or whatever. But so we have mobile cards.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give this one to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's for the Hueytown Chamber, right? So you can go review Hueytown Chamber of Commerce because, again, there's no place for you to put a tabletop display.
I'm going to give two thumbs up for the Hueytown Chamber of Commerce. Not because I'm a member of the board of directors, but just because I think they've earned it, Cameron.
Only two?
Huh? Two stars.
Only two?
Right, no, I said two thumbs.
That's two thumbs
stars?
Up? Yeah.
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 I'm
let's go five
stars. Yeah. You're right, Cameron. I'm going to give them an average ranking that I'm a part of. You're right. My bad.
but that's your
awesome.
Gift, man.
And I appreciate that.
And that's we just got these and we're real excited about those. And so if people want to learn about that, what's really cool is that with the software, when you get reviews, and people don't know this, but if a business responds to reviews, statistically, that business is going to make 20 to 25% more than a business that doesn't respond to reviews.
Wow.
And so, and we all have seen that ourselves. Like if we see a negative review on a business, it doesn't sting as much if the business responds and they try to speak to that, you know. It kind of helps us to give a little bit more grace to that business. And so one of the cool things about our software is that when you get a review as a business owner, typically you would get a Google email and it would tell you what the review was. Now that you not only get a Google email, but you get a Google or email from us, and it shows you a review and also an AI-generated response. And so you can accept it or you can rewrite it, and it does phenomenal with good reviews. It does phenomenal with bad reviews. It looks at the reviews. It takes those keywords and then responds to them. And so it's just a real powerful software that we have connected to some really cool devices.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great knowledge. And again, like you're right, people, we were talking about in the previous episode about how Yelp reviews and like that helps businesses or it can hurt businesses,
right,
whether it's fair or not.
Right.
And I even said, when I'm going to a restaurant I've never been before, I look up for, you know, I look at reviews.
Yeah.
And if it's not good, I probably won't go there.
Right.
So
right.
This is awesome.
Yeah. It's been really cool. And with the ease of getting people to do it by just tapping their phones. Like I know Fitness 1440, in the first 4 weeks that they had that in place, we saw 20 new reviews come in.
Wow.
And so it's really, you got to make it simple for people.
Sure.
They want to give you a good review. They just don't have time to go on the computer and do
it. And sit down and type it, but this makes it a lot easier.
This makes it just a couple taps on their phone.
Well, that's awesome. So real quick, if you're interested in attending Rock Creek Church of God, give us your times. And
yeah,
how they
Sunday
get
morning. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. We'd love to have you there. We just launched a new, we have a gymnasium at the church.
Okay.
And so we've got a new fitness ministry that's taking place on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And so if you like to play basketball, Thursday nights at 7 is there. At 6 is an exercise class. And then Tuesdays is just the exercise class at 6. And you can come out and be a part of that as well. So we'd love to have you.
That's awesome, Jonathan. So before we let you go, though, we're going to play 5 questions now.
Yeah,
keep
let's
in
do
mind,
it.
John, these questions, they really have no rhyme or reason. Cameron, you got the last one this time? Is it too much for you? Is that too much for you to do this? Because you got the go-home song. Am I giving you too much responsibility?
No, but like I got to like actually think of a question now.
Well, you got 4. Well, you got, I'm going to ask him the first 4.
Okay.
So you can think of one in 4 tries, right?
Maybe.
I love putting camera on. But that's not, this doesn't count, me messing with you here. It's only the live events.
Yeah.
So I do not owe you lemonade. So don't even think about it.
I know.
We'll see what happens. All right, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a star question. Really, really cold. Would you rather have a thermos of hot chocolate or a thermos of hot soup?
Oh, hot chocolate.
All day long?
All day long. Yeah.
You can drink. I mean, it's got to be the soup you can drink too. Like, you know, not talking about like a beef stew or anything.
Right. It's just strange to me to drink a soup. Yeah. I'd out of a thermos, I'm going hot chocolate. Definitely.
Favorite gospel song of all time?
Oh, gosh.
Is that putting you on the spot? That's a tough question.
There's a lot of great songs. You know, the one I go to, if I'm just by myself or whatever, in an old sanctuary, is Amazing Grace. You can't go wrong with that one, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Speaks to everything that you need.
Favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Brown cinnamon sugar. And when you say that, I haven't had one in a few years because I'm trying to do good.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh.
Are there carbs in that? I didn't think
there were. There's nothing good in it. There's nothing good in it. It's all sugar of some form. But they are oh so delicious. And so I was in the store the other day and I saw it on the counter and I was so tempted, but I knew I would get in trouble when I came home. So I just left it there. So I've just fantasized and now thank you. You've got me thinking about it again.
Okay, mine's going to be frosted strawberry.
That's not bad.
It's great. And
but I'm telling you, man, brown sugar. You can't go
listen,
wrong.
I'd eat it. I went to your house and that's all you had. I'd eat it. Man, I like frosted. Why did you find that so funny?
Because, like, you go from, like, I don't know, like, serious questions to Pop-Tarts.
That's the real talent, isn't it? That's the real talent. You know, okay, so you grew up in cold weather, okay?
Yeah, for the most part,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, and you now live in Alabama weather, which is all over the place, but mostly hot.
Right.
Vacation-wise, where do you like to go? Do you like to go to the beach? You like to go snow skiing? Like to go to the mountains? Where do you prefer to go? Where does the family like to go?
Well, that's two different questions. Where do you like to go and where the family likes to go, right?
So, give me the answer to both. Yeah.
Yeah, so I love both. My folks have a place in Colorado, a little like a tiny home out in Colorado that's no electricity, no running water, none of that type of stuff. But it's amazing, right?
That sounds fun, yeah.
Yeah, I love that environment. But like if I'm taking the family on vacation, we're headed to the beach down south, and we always have such a great time, man. I love the waves. I love the sand and just the warm weather. It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
The final question, Cameron Bartlett. It's supposed to be random questions. That's the whole point of it.
If you could speak any language, what language would you speak?
Oh, Spanish. Because, I mean, wouldn't it be amazing to go to a Mexican restaurant and just be able to speak what you want? You know, I love
it. I have to point sometimes. Like, yeah, I want this right here.
I'm so bad, right? And I've done a few mission trips to Mexico, and I've always just wanted to be able to speak Spanish. And so I've never taken steps to do it. And I did not do well in high school in Spanish. So it's on me. There's no one else but me. But yeah, if I could pick one and walk out of here, I'd do that.
Well, Jonathan, I hope we've had a great time tonight.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
We've had a lot of fun. I hope you continue to listen to it.
Definitely.
By the way, if you're a fan of the podcast or you want to start listening, most any streaming service has it. I know Spotify is what most people listen to, but you got, I think, iHeartRadio. There's all kinds of sites. We also have Instagram for this. I don't know do anybody know what the Instagram is for? See, you got to find it. Okay, you're our new social media expert. You got to find that. You got to start announcing that, okay?
I will.
But we are on Instagram. I think it's Chamber Chat, something. Yep. But if you want to be, if you're interested in becoming a guest, get with Debbie Kiker. I know you can look at her on Facebook or call the Chamber Chat office, get in touch with her. We'd love to have you on. She books all guests. If you're a business and you would like for us to come record, we are doing that this year. So awesome. A lot of stuff on the horizon. But Jonathan, thank you so much. It's been a blast.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. I just really, really appreciate it.
And the go home song, and you wrote this down. This is what's great. You wouldn't remember, would you?
No, I wouldn't have.
Okay.
My favorite skating rink song, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
So Another One Bites the Dust by Queen is Cameron's favorite skating rink song. It's the go-home song, so we hope you enjoy it. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready.